This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. The Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau today released a long-awaited report on the state's Government Accountability Board. The audit cites problems with how the GAB oversees campaign finance laws, lobbying rules, and ethics laws.
The GAB oversees Wisconsin's election, campaign finance, lobbying, and code of ethics laws. It's faced criticism from the Republican-controlled legislature over its handling of the 2012 recall election and a recent John Doe investigation into Governor Scott Walker's election campaign.
Here to talk more about this story is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I want to start out with a little bit of a history lesson here. The GAB has only been around for a very short period of time, and the Legislative Audit Bureau, of course, does regular financial audits of state agencies. But this audit was requested by members of the legislature, is that right?
This audit was requested by, yes, members of the legislature, in particular Republican members of the legislature, who have been critical of the Government Accountability Board and, you know, even prior to today's audit, have had some interest in changing it or, you know, possibly eliminating it.
So the audit was released. There are lots and lots of findings we've been hearing about, and a lot of them, why don't you just talk about them? Because it seems on the one hand that they're sort of serious. They're, you know, they're missing records, unable to locate, processes to do things and things of that nature. How serious in the whole do you think that these things are?
Well, I mean, I think Republicans are definitely going to seize on them, and they already have today. I mean, you saw as soon as this audit came out, Republican leaders in both houses sent out press releases saying these confirm what we've always suspected. There needs to be change here. On the other hand, I think the state's election agency, the Government Accountability Board, would say, okay, these are areas that we need to improve, sure, and this audit was good, it was fair. But if you look at the big picture, over this period, over the period during which we were audited, we had all these recall elections, we had a statewide recount, we had a new voter ID law, we had redistricting, we had lawsuits filed against us, and we had criminal investigations. And, you know, life went on. People didn't freak out about the elections being mismanaged or anything like that. So as you look at how serious it is, those are kind of some of the cases that are going to be made by the parties.
Now, in his response, the head of the GAB, Kevin Kennedy, said a couple of things. He spoke directly to those issues that you cite there, the workload over the past few years. But he also pointed to a couple issues of resources, specifically staffing of the GAB and some challenges they've had in that realm.
Yeah, and I mentioned that. I had a chance to mention that to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss today, Voss being one of the most outspoken critics of the board. And he said, you know, that is something they should have broached with the legislature. It doesn't give them opportunity. It doesn't give them the chance or the right to not follow state statute. I mean, essentially what this audit is saying is that in a couple areas, state law says the GAB has to do something. The GAB, because of its workload, because of its resource issues, decided to prioritize other tasks, for example, running the statewide recall elections or statewide recount. And so you know, some of the findings of the audit, for example, that the GAB didn't conduct its own audits, they're called, or reviews of whether people serving out felony sentences may have voted. I mean, the audit's not saying that we have widespread felon voting in Wisconsin. It's saying that these regular reviews weren't conducted for, you know, a few years. And when they were conducted, the GAB said that they referred 33 of them to district attorneys for further investigation. Another thing that the audit found is that state law requires the GAB to you know, promulgate several rules, which is a wonky way of saying they have to come up with these rules for stuff like how to train chief election inspectors and special registration deputies. And then when you promulgate those rules, they go to the legislature for the legislature's review. The GAB came up with guidelines for how to do this stuff, but they didn't go through this formal rule promulgation process. And so legislators are going to seize on that. They're going to say that you're trying to cut us out of the process and run on your own. But, you know, in terms of what those rules might ultimately say. They might look very similar to what the GAB has been, you know, telling clerks for years now, but it's a procedural thing, and legislators don't like being cut out of the process.
Now, as you look at the audit and the audit response, you see all the recommendations from the Legislative Audit Bureau, and there are many of them. And then Kevin Kennedy responds to every single audit recommendation, and in some of them he says, yep, we're going to go ahead and do this. Other ones, the responses are a bit longer. My question is, what happens now? The findings are out, the responses have been made. What happens to this audit? Is it just talked about in the news, or is there something more formal after this that gets followed up on?
Well, they're going to have a public hearing on the findings. That'll be the next formal step, and that'll happen sometime in January. And so they'll have a chance to sit down and talk to Kevin Kennedy, the director of the board, and legislators can ask him questions. And if this were, you know, a few years ago, or if this were a situation where you had split control in government, it might be a situation where, you know, that the legislature goes through and acts on these recommendations, or the board independently acts upon these recommendations, and we kind of go on and we forget about this audit. But, I mean, changing the GAB or getting rid of the GAB is something that Republicans had already prioritized. You know, I mean, Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has said he wants to go back to a system like Wisconsin used to have under the old elections board, when partisans really had more control over the process. And right now, you know, the partisans who are running thing in Wisconsin state government are Republicans. So, you know, I think that's what you'll be watching next session, is not necessarily the response to this audit, but how it's used to achieve goals that Republicans wanted to achieve anyway.
And one of the other things that was brought up in the audit by Kevin Kennedy was the issue of staffing at the Government Accountability Board. And what he talked about was that a lot of the staff positions there are not permanent positions. They are project positions. And as I understand it, those positions are due to expire sometime like in the next fiscal year. And he's worried that a lot of these folks that are working at the GAB are sort of insecure about what their futures look like, and it's putting additional pressure on there. Is that part of this whole mix too?
Yeah. I mean, if you have all these demands, as the board has in recent years, and I mean, I know they've had a lot of demands, because I think any reporter that's covering state government has spent a lot of time at the Government Accountability Board in the last several years. They've just been in the thick of it over and over again, because of all the elections and all the election-related news that we've had and events. So that takes staff and that takes time, as Kevin Kennedy is laying out. The challenge that he's going to have making the case for that staff going forward is, you know, Wisconsin is running a budget deficit of $2.2 billion. The GAB is already unpopular with Republicans who are running the state legislature. And now you have Governor Walker's staff. I mean, the governor had previously said that this is something that just really wasn't on his radar. He's now saying after this audit, well, he wants to take a look at it too. He wants to look at some type of reform of a Government Accountability Board. So definitely a tough pitch to make for the GAB here as the days go forward. But I mean, I think they're gonna be pointing out to the legislature, look at the big picture here. Look at the elections that we've run without really a hitch. And look at what people in other states are saying about the Government Accountability Board being a model for the way you should run elections. And, you know, you can expect to hear a lot of that over the next few months.
And so any more, we've mentioned a few issues in this audit, the results. Are there any big other items that rise to that jump into your head as something we ought to mention before we go? Or was it more just the sort of the sheer number of them? Because it did seem to me that there were quite a few recommendations.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, there are definitely recommendations in there, quite a few, where the GAB could make changes. I mean, I think the big thing is that there are laws. This is what Republicans are going to seize on, that there are laws that require the GAB to do stuff like audits to see if felons may have voted, or another thing that the audit found was that you have uneven assessment of campaign finance violations. not even abiding by the GAB's own regulations for that. You have situations like that where the GAB was sort of using its own discretion at times to run things. I mean, that's kind of the overlying theme in all this, is that the GAB was using discretion, and that sometimes that meant putting off stuff that by law it has to do.
Well, Sean, it sounds like we'll have plenty more to talk about with this story in the coming months.
All right. Thanks, Gene.
Sean Johnson is WPR state government reporter.